January 7th, the scriptures quoted are from the NEAT Bible, netbible.com, copyright, 1996, 2019, used with permission from Biblical Studies Press, LLC, all rights reserved. Job 14-16, Job chapter 14. Man, born of woman, lives but a few days, and they are full of trouble. He grows up like a flower, and then withers away. He flees like a shadow, and does not remain. Do you fix your eye on such a one? And do you bring me before you for judgment? Who can make a clean thing come from an unclean? No one. Since man's days are determined, the number of his months is under your control. You have set his limit, and he cannot pass it. Look away from him, and let him desist, until he fulfills his time like a hired man. But there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Although its roots may grow old in the ground, and its stump begins to die in the soil, at the scent of water it will flourish and put forth shoots like a new plant. But man dies and is powerless. He expires, and where is he? As water disappears from the sea, or a river drains away and dries up, so man lies down and does not rise. Until the heavens are no more, they will not awake nor arise from their sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, and conceal me till your anger has passed. Oh, that you would set me a time, and then remember me. If a man dies, will he live again? All the days of my hard service I will wait until my release comes. You will call, and I will answer you. You will long for the creature you have made. Surely now you count my steps, then you would not mark my sin. My offenses would be sealed up in a bag. You would cover over my sin. But as a mountain falls away and crumbles, and as a rock will be removed from its place, as water wears away stones, and torrents wash away the soil, so you destroy man's hope. You overpower him once for all, and he departs. You change his appearance and send him away. If his sons are honored, he does not know it. If they are brought low, he does not see it. Only his flesh has pain for himself, and he mourns for himself. Job chapter 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Does a wise man answer with blustery knowledge, or fill his belly with the east wind? Does he argue with useless talk, with words that have no value in them? But you even break off piety and hinder meditation before God. Your sin inspires your mouth. You choose the language of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, not I. Your own lips testify against you. Were you the first man ever born? Were you brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on God's secret counsel? Do you limit wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we don't know? What do you understand that we don't understand? The gray-haired and the aged are on our side, men far older than your father. Are God's consolations too trivial for you, or a word spoken in gentleness to you? Why has your heart carried you away, and why do your eyes flash when you turn your rage against God and allow such words to escape from your mouth? What is man that he should be pure, or one born of woman, that he should be righteous? If God places no trust in his holy ones, if even the heavens are not pure in his eyes, how much less man, who is abominable and corrupt, who drinks in evil like water? I will explain to you, listen to me, and what I have seen, I will declare, what wise men declare, hiding nothing, from the tradition of their ancestors, to whom alone the land was given when no foreigner passed among them. All his days the wicked man suffers torment throughout the number of the years that are stored up for the tyrant. Terrifying sounds fill his ears. In a time of peace, marauders attack him. He does not expect to escape from darkness. He is marked for the sword. He wanders about, food for vultures. He knows that the day of darkness is at hand. Distress and anguish terrify him. They prevail against him, like a king ready to launch an attack. For he stretches out his hand against God and vaunts himself against the Almighty, defiantly charging against him with a thick, strong shield. Because he covered his face with fat and made his hips bulge with fat, he lived in ruined towns and in houses where no one lives, where they are ready to crumble into heaps. He will not grow rich, and his wealth will not endure, nor will his possessions spread over the land. He will not escape the darkness. A flame will wither his shoots, and he will depart by the breath of God's mouth. Let him not trust in what is worthless, deceiving himself, for worthlessness will be his reward. Before his time he will be paid in full, and his branches will not flourish. Like a vine he will let his sour grapes fall, and like an olive tree, he will shed his blossoms. For the company of the godless is barren, and fire consumes the tents of those who accept bribes. They conceive trouble and bring forth evil. Their belly prepares deception. Job chapter 16. Then Job replied, I have heard many things like these before. What miserable comforters are you all? Will there be an end to your windy words? Or what provokes you that you answer? I also could speak like you, if you were in my place. I could pile up words against you, and I could shake my head at you. But I would strengthen you with my words. Comfort from my lips would bring you relief. But if I speak, my pain is not relieved, and if I refrain from speaking, how much of it goes away? Surely now he has worn me out. You have devastated my entire household. You have seized me, and it has become a witness. My leanness has risen up against me and testifies against me. His anger has torn me and persecuted me. He has gnashed at me with his teeth. My adversary locks his eyes on me. People have opened their mouths against me. They have struck my cheek in scorn. They unite together against me. God abandons me to evil men and throws me into the hands of wicked men. I was in peace, and he has shattered me. He has seized me by the neck and crushed me. He has made me his target. His archers surround me. Without pity, he pierces my kidneys and pours out my gall on the ground. He breaks through against me, time and time again. He rushes against me like a warrior. I have sewed sackcloth on my skin and buried my horn in the dust. My face is reddened because of weeping, and on my eyelids there is a deep darkness, although there is no violence in my hands, and my prayer is pure. O earth, do not cover my blood, nor let there be a secret place for my cry. Even now my witness is in heaven, my advocate is on high, my intercessor is my friend as my eyes pour out tears to God, and he contends with God on behalf of man as a man pleads for his friend. For the years that lie ahead are few, and then I will go on the way of no return.